sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes, and the sword in his hand, he's riding a white horse all across this land. He's calling out to you and me, you ride with me. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land.
Well, greetings everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. Glad to have you in here. We've got a great one, part two of the Spirit of Pentecost. We're going to get into part two, the mystery of what happened in those days. What's going to transpire in our day? Are we coming back to it? Hopefully. Let's trust that we do. Praise Yahweh.
He's leading the armies all across this land, and he's calling out to you and me. Will you ride with me? Will you ride with me? We say yes, Lord.
We will. Praise Yahweh. Yes, we're going to ride. We're going to fight the good fight of faith, and we're going to enter into the joy prepared from the foundation of the world for those whose names was on the Lamb's book. Predestinated people, ladies and gentlemen. It's not one of those Christian gangbangers that, you know, they all jump on you and save you when you get to church. Anything you can drag, chase, or pull in onto the parking lot or inside the building, wherever. You know, they compass land and sea, and they make one proselyte. They make him twofold more the child of hell than you was before that they encountered you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what happened on the day of Pentecost? Well, we know that they were one accord. That's a marvel. You know, to get people in like-mindedness, there's a mind going this way and a mind going that way. You know, when people pray and fast, they come into oneness. When they fail to obey the commandments and to pray and seek His face, the people is called by His name now, then they begin to be different-minded instead of like-minded. What happened when they come together and sold the possessions and joined themselves together? Great power manifested. What happened when the great power began to manifest? The Messiah done told them what to expect. He said, you're going to be hated. You're going to be despised. You're going to be cast out. You're going to be different. I'm bringing a new
anointing, and it's going to be hated and despised. Let's find out on the first phase. You know what he said? He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And that's what they were doing. Baptize them in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach. Well, that's what they done. Notice what he said in Matthew would happen to them when they begin to preach this name and bring it in opposition to all the pagan worship, Zeus, the pagan gods, the heavens, worshiping the heavens, the Jews. Man, what an enemy they became. These were the Jews who called the... Actually, there were people that called themselves Jews. They thought that the apostles were preaching the adulterous doctrine of blasphemy when they began to reveal the name that had been hidden by the scribes and the Pharisees of Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25, 26, and 27. Notice what happened. Did you know that they were beaten in the fifth chapter of the book of Acts? The Bible said they were beaten. Beaten. Why? Because they were bringing the truth of this name. The name that had been kept wrapped up and covered up. His name's like Matthew 10:22. Listen what the Messiah said would happen to him. And this is exactly what happened. Now this is what you can expect. When you sell your possessions and give up your desires, when you begin to collectively come together in one mind, you've got a great burning testimony. You are my witnesses. Now we're talking about not the Jehovah Witnesses, not the Jesus Witnesses, but the Yahweh Witnesses. The name that the apostles preached. They didn't preach Jesus. They'd never heard of Him. Although Christians today say they were preaching Jesus, they weren't. I mean, I know it hurts you. I know it sounds so alien and so anti-Christian because you've got it in your New Testament. They said Holy Bible. But the Bible said, he that adds to or takes from, you're going to have some problems. Well, that's what they've done. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Now, when I got baptized in the name of Yahweh, I really began to know what Matthew 10:22. It was one of the first scriptures in the new name with a new understanding. I'd read it before, but I applied Jesus' name to that. But when I applied Yahweh's name, a name that I had never heard of, maybe tonight you've never heard of this name. It's the apostolic teachings. If they would have put the true name in the New Testament, you see, the Catholic Church that worshiped Zeus, these are the Roman pagans who very, very expertly turned the truth into a lie by worshiping a creature, a three-headed god. Matthew 24:9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and you shall be killed, you shall be hated of all people for my name's sake. Now that didn't happen to me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in all Christianity, you are accepted. You get in the name of Yahweh and you watch the Christians. Man, if you've ever encountered devils speaking in tongues and dancing and prancing, when you come against that name Jesus, boy, you've made enemies. You shall be hated for my name's sake. apostolic teaching, all things in common. And in the 5th chapter, in the 40th verse of the book of Acts, and when they had brought the apostles, Peter, James, and John, back before the council, they beat them. Oh, man. A fulfillment of Matthew 24:9. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you, and they shall hate you for my name's sake. You shall be hated of all men. They hated the apostles for preaching the raw, unadulterated, truly exposed name that the Jews themselves thought was blasphemous to speak in public. They'd been taught that. They didn't know no different. Now, we know that the pagans, later on, they begin to get into the isles and among the heathen, trying to find the lost sheep. And they preached this name that the Bible said, you shall be hated for. Now, here's you one. The book of Mark, chapter 13, and verse 13. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure to the end. Now, what does that mean, endure? Well, when you get hated and when you get despised, it's alien. I mean, you think of preaching the wonderful love of God, the saving power and the grace of God, trying to tell your Christian brothers that Jesus is not his name, trying to tell the Jews that Yahweh is his name and it ought to be spoken. See, they tried to keep it hid, and the Christians never heard of it. And this is why. They have forgotten my name, Yahweh, for Baal. All the church world today adulterates their understanding, and they mix their belief system with pagan gods. You cannot serve two masters. Luke 21:17. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. John 15:18. Listen to this one now. If the world hates you. Oh, God so loved the world, didn't he? If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now, does that give you some solace and comfort in knowing that when you bring Yahweh to the table, when you proclaim his name, I mean, you can proclaim the false names, the adulterated names, the made-up names, the poor excuses for names. You see, Jesus ain't even 500 years old. Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, oh God Almighty, no wonder I don't like you. You see, I could have a lot more people calling me up if I was preaching Jesus. They won't call me up. They think that I'm blaspheming, just like the apostolic fathers when they were preaching on the day of Pentecost. The Jews came down and thought they were blaspheming because they were speaking this audible name, because they had been taught it was inaudible, that you couldn't speak it in public. Here they were speaking it, crying out loud. They'd never heard it. The apostles hadn't. They had to have it revealed to them. In John chapter 17, verse 6, I have manifested thy name to the disciples that you have given me. Later they became apostles, and they were hated for it. They were beaten for it. If you were of the world, oh, but I thought he loved the world. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. You see what happens when you get the apostolic spirit? Are you ready? Can you ride? Can you mount up? Can you face the truth? I know it, hair lips the devil. These preachers sit out there and they listen. Yeah, they say, I'll see what this rebel rouser says tonight. I'll catch him in his speech. Then we'll come against him. You can't come against the only name under heaven whereby you can be saved. The audible name. The written name in the original language of the Hebrew. Not the Greek. You see, they did a little doctrine in the Greek. They wanted the pronunciation of Strong's 2424, the name that was applied to Matthew 121, and the Strong's number 121, being the Hebrew reckoning, or the Greek reckoning rather, for 2424 as Jesus in the modern tongue, but pronounced E-A-Zeus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, does that bear suspect? Does that ring a little warning bell? Does a red flag go up? It should. Say, I'll tell you what, Pastor Buddy. If the world loves you, the love of the Father's not in you. I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. John 17:14. Listen to this one now. Have you ever wondered if you would enjoy the apostolic spirit? The Pentecost spirit? Well, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came down. Peter stood and told them, this is the power of Him spoken by the prophet in the days of old. You must be filled with my name to walk in streets of gold. Yahweh made the world knew Him not. He was in the world, He is that solid rock. And if you go to heaven, you must be born from above, baptized in His name, and filled with His love. John 17:14, I have given them your word. And the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Don't you think John 3:16 seems a little out of place here? God so loved the world? When the Bible said He don't love the world and didn't want you to love it? He said they'll hate you. The world will hate you. I am not of the world, and these are not of the world. 1 John 3:13. Listen to this now. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Was the apostolic fathers loved when they taught this name? No, they were beaten. In the 4th chapter of the book of Acts, it says they were beaten. In the 5th chapter of the book of Acts, it said they were beaten. What would make the devil want to persecute you? What would make the devil want to persecute on the day of Pentecost? The persecution started immediately when Peter preached the sermon and used the keys to open the door to the kingdom, the king's gate end. We're going to name our little festival site that we have, 20 acres that we just purchased. We want a day of Pentecost. The King's Gate End. Blessed are those who endure to make it in. And you must go through the door. I am the door. I am the gate. If you love me, keep my commandments. Preach my word. The world will hate you. The world will despise you. The world will persecute you. As Cain rose up against his half-brother Abel. A lot of people think that Cain and Abel were brothers. They were not brothers. They were half-brothers. Did you know that they hated Daniel when he would not yield to the command? Did you know that they put him in the lion's den? You see, the devil don't like this message because it really confirms the truth of Yahweh. I mean, here it says that you shall be hated. Well, Cain hated Abel. Why? Because his works were righteous. They hated the apostles because they had the name right. The Christians do not have the name right, but they got a zeal. But he said, the zeal of these Christians have eaten me up. Daniel was cast into the lion's den because he would not bow to the enemy. And the apostolic fathers were cast into the lion's den. I don't know whether you know that or not, but they were fed to the lions. They wandered destitute. The world wasn't worthy of these great men, but they were outcast. The world, it just didn't, the plan didn't fit. Today, the name of Yahweh doesn't fit in the Christian world. And here I am preaching it against all odds. Do you know what I do when I preach the name of Yahweh? And tell people that the name that the Christians worship is not correct in Jesus? I lose 99% of my listening audience right there. Now, does that detour me from preaching the truth? Would I rather compromise to get more money? You know, if I love money, which one do you think I'd go with? If I lose 99% of the Christians, and that's, I'm on here trying to preach to the Christian, but they don't have enough tolerance or enough ability to study. They don't take the time. And the day of Pentecost demanded, here's what it demanded. You got to leave father, mother. You know what the excuse of those who came before the Messiah and said, we've just married and, you know, let us go have our children and raise a family. What do Yahweh say about that? Well, we just bought us a car and we can't send you no tithes, Pastor Buddy, to pay on the fee site. But we would like to come sometime. You see, they want everybody else to bear the burden. But when it comes to them, they don't want to bear the burden. Fail not. Yahweh loves a cheerful giver, not one that gives grudgingly. I've had people give to me and they want to dictate to what I use it for. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm as fair-minded. Ask all the elders that we have in our assembly. Ask the brothers and sisters. Well, at least some of them. Got some of them that want to take issue. I mean, they're going to criticize. They criticize the Messiah. They cast Daniel into the lion's den. They killed Abel. This is what Elijah said. Yahweh, they have killed your prophets. They have digged down your altars. Well, there wouldn't be no problem today because there ain't no altars up. There ain't many prophets either. And I am left alone and they seek my life. You shall endure persecution. You shall be hated. That's a positive statement. And if you ain't set to take that persecution, you ain't gonna make it, ladies and gentlemen. You ain't gonna enter in. You ain't gonna stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Did you know that Yahweh wants you to be accountable? Did you know that Yahweh wants you to be full of zeal and full of trust? He loves a cheerful giver.
Well, I don't think I can help you at this time, Pastor Buddy. I've got to go to Wally World with the old lady and she's wanting a new car. And
you know, if you love the world, the love of the Father ain't in you to start with. Just like some people want to give so they think they can buy their way into the kingdom. You ain't going to go the kingdom way. You can't give enough money. Now, I know a lot of people think they can, but they can't. See, your money will perish with you. Your silver will perish with you. Your gold will perish with you if you don't have the apostolic spirit of the day of Pentecost. when the Holy Ghost came down, Peter stood and told them, this is the power of Him. And they said, we don't want to hear that. Don't you preach that name no more. You have filled Jerusalem with this doctrine. Man, how they hate me on the radio.
Oh, Pastor Buddy, you have burnt this country preaching that old name of Yahweh. We hate that old name.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, He still loves you. You may hate Him. You may evilly entreat Him like you do me. I still love you good enough to tell you the truth. I'm not interested in your money. If I did, I'd switch over to the 99% that would send me tithes if I preached the name of Jesus and upheld it and glorified it and shouted it in and praised it. But I speak against it on the truth basis, and this is the basis I'm speaking of it tonight, and hear me well. It can't start with J. It's impossible for the name of the Creator or the name of the Savior to start with a J. There was no J's in 1611. When the King James Bible was written, it didn't have one J in it nowhere. So now, what was His name? It had to start with a Y. Now, that's enough said. Psalm 68:4 don't say Jah, says Yah. Every time you Christians get happy and want to shout and glorify the Creator, you say Hallelujah. Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the brethren that had assembled on the day of Pentecost and began to spread this doctrine that they hated. Now here is King Herod. He killed James, the brother of John, with the sword and had Peter in jail and would have killed him after their pagan holiday of Easter. The priests and the prophets and all the people took Jeremiah and said, thou shalt surely die. And they waited for the execution date. They dug a hole and threw him in. And he laid in that old muddy hole for days on end because he loved his people and condemned the gods of Baal and Lord. Just like today, I'm condemning Lord and God and Baal and Jesus and Jehovah as false, erroneous renderings of the true name of the Creator. You see, they hid His name just like they did in Jeremiah chapter 23. And that's why they hated old Jeremiah. Can you take the pressure here? Can you make a fit disciple? You're not going to have many to love you. You're going to have to be alone. You know, one of the worst things that my people tell me is that they miss the fellowship. Now, why would they miss the fellowship? Because they have to sit alone. When they get baptized in the name of Yahweh, the world hates them. They can't take it. Yet this little band of people, I mean 3,000 on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached his first message, he had 3,000 souls. Can you believe that? 3,000 souls on the day of Pentecost that turned to Yahweh. Now, it wasn't long till 5,000 souls were added. Well, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came down. Peter stood and told them, this is the power of Him. Spoken by the prophets in the days of old Jeremiah, Isaiah. His name will be called Yah. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And yet, you can't belong to the big church of Christianity. They won't receive you in that name. Do you know of any Christian church in the United States that baptizes exclusively in the name of Yahweh? I didn't think so. You know why? They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh and be afraid of you. Nobody wants to be around you when they're afraid of you. Marvel not. 1 John 3:13. Marvel not. Elijah said, Yahweh, they have killed your prophets. Oh man, they hate me. You won't believe what I've been through in my life, enduring. The Bible said, he that endures to the end. You've got to have faith. It'd be much easier for me to just switch over and get back in Jesus' name and just roll with the tide. Go with the Broadway. But the Bible says, straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few there be that find it. John the Baptist had his head took off of his shoulders for witnessing that he that cometh after me is greater than all. I'm not even worthy to loose his shoe lashes. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to have complete, unadulterated, undeniable faith that was once delivered to the saints. We're liking that. Oh, people say they love you. Oh, some people say they love you. Remind me of Judas of old. When it comes to the tests and the trials, you're going to see what kind of love unfolds. Are you ready? Are you ready to ride and stand up for the name? Paul was striped, beaten, and left for dead several times. I don't know how the man lived. And yet most people believe he was a false prophet. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went through the fiery persecution of the furnace. All these things were examples. And you just get insulted and mad even when somebody says something about you. Your thin skin. Paul said, my face has become like flint stone. When they beat him in the face with a rock. Can you see him going around and having his skull up at the top where they stoned him? Maybe somebody got in a lucky shot and knocked his brains out. Left him for dead. They really thought they had him killed. What faith. What power. What joy. Enduring the persecution. I ain't saying joy of, oh, we went down to first, second, third, or whatever Christian church, and what we preached Jesus, and man, we just had a blowout. Man, it was a shout, and we had 3,000 souls saved, or 2,000 souls at the Billy Graham crusade. We had thousands upon thousands of people gave their life to Christ. We've compassed land and sea to make one Protestantite believer, and we make him 2-4 more the child of hell than he was to begin with, simply because they will not walk in. They will not take their torture stake of persecution for bearing this wonderful, glorious, magnificent, magnanimous name that the world does not recognize. Today it is an unrecognizable name. But did you know what the Bible promises you? A day will come that my name shall be declared. We're in on that day, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen cried out with a loud voice and they stopped their ears. They couldn't stand his message. He talked to them about the God of their fathers, Yahweh, not Jesus, not Jehovah. These are two names that people have glorified, and they're false. I know that's going to hurt your feelings. I know that you're going to hate me for saying that. They stopped their ears and ran up on him with one accord. I can go to these churches that's preaching Jesus, and I can humbly go in like a little lamb and open my Bible and read and teach, and they'll cast me out for the name that they reject, so that they can go on and praise the name that they can't read. And so in, they love a lie and hate the truth. You see, a man's foes, listen to me now, a man's foes shall be those of his own household. We got a lot of men that would get in this if they could control their wives. We got a lot of sisters would get in this if they could control their husbands. Two can't walk together unless they agree. You let a man switch over and get in Yahweh's name and see what happens at home. It'd be a cold, cold bedroom. I'm telling you, folks, the devil will try you. You know why? Because the Bible says that they shall hate you, and they will be despisers of those that's telling them right, because they love darkness better than light. They're haters of Yahweh. Let me tell you, they are haters of Yahweh. Let me say that again, because that really hit my spirit. They are haters of Yahweh. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. You go in and preach against the Catholic Church images and all their little likenesses that they've set in the heavens above and the earth beneath, or that is in under the water of the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am Yahweh. I am a jealous Yahweh, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me. Oh my. Numbers chapter 10, verse 34, and the cloud of Yahweh was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark was set forward that Moses said, rise up, Yahweh, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate you flee before us. They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh and be afraid of you. Know therefore that Yahweh, He is the faithful one, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations. Don't worry. Yahweh said, I shall never leave you nor forsake you for preaching the truth. Yeah, they're going to hate you. Yeah, you're going to have a lonely night. I wrote a song one time about the lonely man from Galilee. His voice rang out in the evening breeze. He raised old Lazarus from the dead. But that lonely Galilean had no place to lay his head. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's a lonely walk with Yahweh. You want fellowship, and you want a great crowd. You want these miracle workers, these evangelists, these lying dogs and slow bellies who love filthy lucre. Keep not silence, O Yahweh. Hold not your peace. For lo, your enemies make a tumult, and they hate thee that have lifted up their head in opposition against you. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred, and I count them as my enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have some. Your mom might hate you. Your dad might disown you. Man, when it comes to this name, you'll be surprised what it'll do to your family. He didn't come to bring peace. He that walketh in his uprighteous feareth Yahweh, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. He is despised and rejected of man of sorrows. Isaiah 53. He's acquainted with grief. Are you wanting to join the spirit of Pentecost? You see, they've romanticized the book of Acts and said, oh, what a glorious time. Your head been beat in for a name that nobody would acknowledge. When the whole city would become out in an uproar against you because of their pagan gods. When the Jews would literally nail you to a stake for speaking the name of Yahweh in public. Oh man, these lion shepherds. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. Pray therefore that Yahweh of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers who would keep the faith, who would love to be hated for his name. I think it's an honor. No wonder the apostolic fathers went away rejoicing that they were counted worthy of Yahweh, that they could bear shame for the name that he gave them. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't Jehovah. It wasn't Lord. It wasn't God. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among these despisable wolves. He that heareth you, Luke 10:16. Listen to me, I gotta close. He that heareth you heareth me. He that despiseth you despiseth me. And he that despiseth me despises him that sent me. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve me and serve the world. You can't sit on the fence. We got a lot of people, they've talked to me, they said, Pastor Buddy, you just make me scared to go to bed. What if I die tonight? You tell me if I'm not baptizing Yahweh's name that I could miss the boat. I can tell you this much. If you ain't baptized in Yahweh's name, you've already missed it. But you can get on tonight by simply calling on the name of Yahweh. Repenting of your sins. Because this certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and he's going to return. Are you going to be in that number? Are you going to make your path straight to Straight Street like the Apostle Paul, who was actually killing and imprisoning those who called on the name of Yahweh? He ignorantly did it because he'd been taught by the Pharisaical church that he belonged to as a Pharisee. He'd been taught that it was wrong to speak the name of Yahweh in public. That's what the apostolic fathers got in trouble for on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came down. When Peter stood and told them, this is the power of him spoken by the prophets in the days of old. Matthew, Luke, and John. James had his head cut off. It's an honor. John 15:18, if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. And he that hates me hates my Father. He that hates me hates the Spirit that sent me. If I had not done among them the works which none other man had done, they would have had not had sin. But now that they have seen and hated both me and my Father, for everyone that learns of the Father will come to me, proving that his name alone has the salvational key. Because the world cannot hate you, it hates me. But if you love me, they will hate you. Wicked devices, bribery, cruel mocking, spitting. These men are full of new wine, the Pentecost Spirit. They conspired against him and stoned him with stones, and he called upon Yahweh and said, "Receive my spirit." They mock. They shall put you out of the churches. You are mad, Paul. You're beside yourself. We have found this man a pestilent fellow, a mover of sedition. Man, Pastor Buddy is a pestilent fellow. He's not afraid to preach it. You can believe that. If it's written, he'll stand for it. You can believe that. I just wish I could stand for more. I just wish I had that Pentecostal spirit of the day of Pentecost. Don't you wish you had it? Man, I used to be on fire before I even knew him. Now I know him and can't get on fire. Isn't that a paradox? Endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. For thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're depressed. We are crushed. But blessed are they when men shall hate you and rejoice in that day and leap for joy. All men forsook me and no man cared for my soul. Would you care tonight? If you will, help us out. We need your help. We've got a fee site that we have just purchased through faith. You know, we didn't have the money when we claimed it. Yahweh willing, when we close on it in the next 30 or 40 days, Yahweh willing, we want to have every penny to pay for it. We don't have it right now, but we're just walking by faith. We done told the man that we'd take it. We want you to help us. If you have a love offering of any size, if you have a few coins laying around that you'd like to send to us, we'll take it. Help us. We're hated, we're despised, but we're preaching the truth. Would you like to join a group that's hated? Would you like to join a little group that's despised because we build altars the old-fashioned way? We baptize in the only name under heaven. We can prove it. 5,823 times alone in the Old Testament, 1,000 times in the New, His name alone was Yahweh. And every time you say hallelujah, you are confirming what we're preaching. But you're baptized in another name, and the Bible said there is no other name under heaven whereby that you can be saved. You better get on a boat. You better get ready. We're fools for the Messiah. We're hated of all men for His name's sake. We got that Pentecostal spirit that was once delivered to the saints. Now, if you can help us, send your tithes and offerings. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey out of the great state of Mississippi. Here's two faithful witnesses that pay out of their own pocket. This message that you've heard tonight was paid for exclusively. I never get a bill for this message. It's paid for by Mark and Audrey out of their love for the truth. You could do the same thing. They've been blessed abundantly by supporting the name of Yahweh. You can be blessed too. Wouldn't you like to have your treasures in heaven instead of having them up on a 401k banking account, 501c banking account, where that the thief and the moth and the devil could steal from you? Ladies and gentlemen, I know that Yahweh is soon coming. Why don't you make ready and get that apostolic spirit that Yahweh would bless you with and Yahweh would give you the joy of the kingdom. That Yahweh would make you number one in His life. You could have the prize of being number one. You're one with Him and one with His name, one on His altar. You know, when we've got a thing that we do when we baptize, we all put up one finger. You know who that represents? That one name. The greatest name in the universe. Just a few of us. Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Would you like to join? Help us. We need your help. If you've ever been wanting to send Pastor Buddy an offering to help, I solicit you in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh, move up on your heart. If you had $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, or if you had $1, that $1 to me at this point would be just as blessed as a $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000. We just had a man that just gave us $50,000 for the feast site. $50,000. What a sacrifice. And he's going to give more. He's not rich. He's giving away his life savings. He's not going to have anything left when he commits. And the Bible says, some gave all, and some gave none. Greater is He that is in you, and it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Well, I got to get off here. Call me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Nashville, Tennessee. The zip 378. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Call me tonight. Area code 423. Make me a promise. Make a vow. Just step out on faith and Yahweh will bless you. You can call me 423-626-2172. I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. In the great and the magnificent name of Yahweh. I love you.
You see that fire in his eyes? Is his love for his bride? And he's longing that she be with him, right by his side. Yes, that fire in his eyes.